Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
Guys, I might die.
Why are you dying?
I made Dragon Con.
What?
Which is good.
That sounds like a good thing.
Yeah.
Wait, you made Dragon Con?
I passed jury again, but this time they put me on the floor.
Oh, you didn't create Dragon Con?
No, I did not create Dragon Con. Dragon Con is an entity older than mankind.
It sounded like a big scoop for a second.
If you
no,
did, I feel...
No, it's just a moderate scoop.
If you did that, I feel worse for ignoring it all these years.
It's okay, Gordy.
If you could make a much smaller Dragon Con that is much more focused to my interests, I would go to that.
I'll work on Gordy Con for October.
I'd have to see the lineup, but I might go. If it's not too expensive. It shows you what my bar is for conventions. Even if they're specifically targeted for me, it's about 50-50.
So what are you doing at Dragon Con?
I'm displaying art in the art show, but that means sometime in the middle of this whole summer camp season, I have to get a bunch of art finished so I can submit my bid sheets to them. And also I have a convention in July, and then another one at the end of September.
Busy bee.
I need help.
In making art?
Sure, but...
I can do that, but it will not sell. What I can do is I can make some art to look like you made more than you did. Like, if you put them way in the background of your booth, then it'll look like, oh, there's a bunch more paintings and stuff back
there.
Yeah,
it's just there for coverage.
If you get close, then they're very bad, but as long as they're kind of... Put them out of focus, too. I don't know how you can do that to people's eyes, but...
You can probably,
it's not
like
a camera, but...
Saran wrap.
Yeah, just keep them blurry and in the background. But that's good news. Congratulations.
Thank you. I hope I can get everything done. I might not sleep this month. Also, more Monkey King, I guess?
Maybe, yeah. I'll have to read some.
Or Gordy, if you want to
maybe
get a thing together. You also had an Aesop's thing that you
I do have that. That is prepared.
Okay.
The Aesopolips.
If I read and edit the same one, then it will truly become whatever I want it to be.
That's true. Did I have
Cricket?
A special Gordy
Cricket?
Power episode?
Cricket? Make good decisions. Say no. Say no to drugs.
Cricket's trying to strong arm her way into a engineering internship with Gordy.
It's a good way to get a job. Just run
just
in there and do it.
Flipping
just
switches.
Run and slide your way onto the mixing board.
Cool. So that's your news?
Yep. So you'll see me there and at AWA and at Mystic South.
Can we briefly touch on something that you just invented, Gordy?
That I invented?
Yeah.
What did I wasn't aware that I invented something.
Implied art.
Yeah. See, you had a whole plan for this. We're not going to do that.
Probably not.
Sorry, Tyler.
That's all right.
Don't plan it.
It's what happens.
Let it roll off the cuff. What do you want to know?
I just appreciate it as a new school of thought for art.
It could be art,
yeah.
But it might not be art.
Like there's representative, there's abstract, and then there's implied.
I mean, what you're talking about is like some filler assets and textures in video games.
Right.
Like it's not art.
Right.
But there's definitely a thing that tells you there's supposed to be art
mm-hmm.
here.
But you're hand making them. Like it could
right.
be stock, but you are going out of your way to imply something is there when it's not.
And that in itself is kind of art.
Right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like the art of showing and concealing art at the same time.
That's why I feel like this is very powerful.
Yeah, you could take the art world by storm with very little training.
No one in the art world can call your bluff. I don't think.
It does seem bulletproof.
I am not a connoisseur. Like, I wouldn't call myself an expert in art history.
Mm-hmm.
But anything is anything. And no one can tell you that you're wrong. It's the same for any art form. I'm not picking on visual art.
Sure.
If John Cage can sit motionless for 4 minutes and 33 seconds and then sue someone else for copyright infringement for doing something similar, then what are we doing here?
I just really appreciate the idea that someone would paint like the blurred image of a crowd of people in the stands of like a racing video game or something.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to see them. You're driving way too fast. So yeah, like it's just a blurred image.
Like that is what I'm talking about.
But you are putting your soul into that. Like you take pride in making like that.
That's your whole thing. That's your identity.
Like it is the best quality.
That.
The best quality blurry representation of something.
It's a tree that's just a little too far away.
Maybe I kind of like that as an like painting bad movie stills, like amateur DP kind of stuff. like the lighting for this is very wrong and it's not really in focus and it's just not framed well, but it is hand painted beautifully. Which is
painstakingly.
Which is I think if I had to define my brand,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be very, very bad things done very well. that is what I like. I like heart and passion and expertise poured into garbage.
Sure.
Like just poured into things that do not matter.
I'm almost on the same page.
It is Dungeons and Dragons 1.
And what's the slight distinction you have in your?
I don't account for expertise.
just passion.
Yeah, heart and passion.
I think that is a
if that's
a,
present,
like that is a necessary component. Like somebody who is extremely like technically gifted.
Sure.
Just squandering it.
Sure.
That's what I. That's what I enjoy.
So how often have you guys thought about the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I would say I actively try not to.
Carmen?
I passively try not to.
No offense to anybody who likes them or the Red Hot Chili Peppers themselves, if you're listening. If you are listening,
cool, I guess.
Also, like, I don't know. Even if the words don't make sense, just put them in.
Sure.
Like, don't just mumble nothing.
I don't necessarily mean the band members or the music that they make.
What about the food?
The food, also.
You mean, like...
Just the phrase, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Have you given it much thought?
I give it thought in that it is kind of a warning sign for me.
Mm-hmm.
If I see peppers or hear about peppers or feel like I sense peppers... Or anything kind of in that neighborhood of food, because
yeah.
It's usually not good for me. So that is my association. I hear Red Hot Chili Peppers and I just see like a blinking sign that says stay away.
Sure. I was thinking about the name the other day, just like letting it sit in my mind's eye and like just looking at the phrase Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Just as a sonic creation.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
And it struck me that it sounded like, you know how when you try and make a username on something and it's taken, so you have to add stuff to it,
sure.
Like on a message
yeah.
board or something?
Yeah.
It sounds like that happened to the band.
Like they wanted to be Red?
They wanted to be Chili Peppers, but somebody took it, so they're like, well, we're Hot Chili Peppers. Someone took that.
And that was taken.
Well, we're Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And they almost had to be, like...
Like they need an X and a 69.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say they need to be like X capital X Red Hot Chili Peppers, the reverse X's.
Yeah.
69 420. Always good, numbers. Just say them. Are there other numbers?
What's that? Are there other numbers?
Yeah. There's 8 because it kind of looks like a butt.
Sure.
I would love to see a math system based on only funny numbers.
You're kind of talking about the currency in Harry Potter.
That's true.
Which makes absolutely no sense.
None at all. Have you guys ever examined the the exchange of currency in those books?
Yeah. Yeah. No society would land on those numbers. There's a reason it's tens all the way down.
Sure.
Like the metric system.
What are the delineations? One I just of, always thought of them in their
one of them is
their bronze, silver, and gold sort of
nuts, galleons, and sickles, I think.
Yeah, one of them is 17, I think.
Sure.
And one of them's like 29 or something.
Well, I just even mean the way that things are priced in those books is insane.
Oh, I don't remember well enough.
Like, I feel like one galleon got somebody like a wheel of cheese one time, and then the Weasleys went on vacation for 8 galleons.
Maybe it's intentional. Because I could be into that. Like,
yeah.
Like, if she intentionally had money with, like, an extremely flexible value just for, like, for no good reason than to make people concerned.
I mean, it was That's probably fine. Just there as placeholder in the first place and just never was fixed.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't. None of it matters.
It's a goofy...
It's all just letters on paper.
It's a goofy romp-em-up kind of book.
Yep, that's how you would summarize it.
Yeah, it's some funny elves and, you know, it's a fantasy. It's a fairy tale.
There's a tween girl with space and time at the tips of her fingertips.
Excuse me? I don't like hearing the word tweens in association with, like, a magic school.
It just magic tweens?
It doesn't feel right. Because I think tweens have, depending on the day, not enough responsibility and too much responsibility in our society. I'm saying it's not costed properly right now.
How so?
I don't know in which direction.
Okay.
I don't know if tweens should be picking up more slack or if we've given them too much as it is.
I don't know what we've given them. You'll have to fill me in.
They're a very important marketing demographic, and it's a heavy burden.
On you?
Just our society.
on Gordy specifically.
Because we constantly have to figure out what they're into.
That's true.
It's probably hard for them to be in that position.
And currently what they're into is memes.
Memes,
as a concept.
I feel like they...
It's a very meta thing, yes.
I feel like the only thing they want to do is tell us. I don't think it's that hard.
Well, but I mean, I'm talking about like all the board meetings and the stuff that go on behind the scenes so they can come up with like... What's the tween craze for this summer?
Sure.
You know, is memes too on message? Is it not enough on message? Like, what are the voters going to think? I don't, like, it's hard, right? It's a lot of strategy.
I will say it is a lot of strategy. I don't think it needs to be that much strategy.
You think if they just shot from the hip?
Yeah.
It would go a lot better?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I appreciate the work that they put into it, but like do we take some of this responsibility away from them, or like is that their only job and we should like maybe it should be legal to work when you're 10 years old and let's just get them started on that.
Well,
bring back factory jobs.
Right, as long as we're going backwards.
Yeah. as long as we're driving this country on a collision course toward the 1930s.
There are things that can be examined.
Let's get children back to work.
That's what'll fix the jobs problem in this country. 10-year-olds.
Huh?
That's what'll fix the jobs problem in the country. 10-year-olds. They'll bring back clean coal.
We are.
Someone need, because they have little hands and fingers, so they can get into the cracks that the older miners can't reach into.
We are a feast and famine style nation. Like, it's either too much or too little.
Yes.
And currently we have too little factory jobs. Pretty soon we're gonna be overrun with them, and we gotta get 10-year-olds in there again.
Yeah. We're gonna, yeah, because like clean coal is coming back in a big way. And if it's not coal, then we're gonna take something out of the ground. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's gonna be useful, but we're gonna mine it.
But yeah, now that they figured out how to scrub all the badness out of coal while it's still in the ground.
Maybe we need some people to put the coal back in the ground after it's you. We took it all out. The earth's getting too hollow. Let's just put it back down there before anyone notices.
We scraped out all the dino gook. It's all clean now.
It's just beautiful, yeah. Sparkling rock.
We squeezed out all the dinosaur juice. We used it. We burned it. We send it up into the atmosphere where it can just hang out there.
Where the dinosaurs belong.
Where they live up in the sky.
It's cold that turns into diamonds under pressure, right?
It does.
So.
Or is that what we're using
it for? Why are we burning it?
We could be pressing it into diamonds. Because those aren't valuable. Those are fake.
What do you mean they're fake?
Like they're synthetic, right? If we do it in a lab.
What if we do it outside? They're not outside. Blood diamonds. What if we do it outside and the pressure is provided by 10-year-olds?
That seems fine.
Okay. Then they're valuable.
Like thousands of years worth of geological forces, or it's as many 10-year-olds as can press on it at once.
But how do we trick them into doing it?
We give them fidget spinners.
Do we tell them?
That's the other thing, it seems.
Do we tell them that if they squeeze hard enough, it becomes slime?
Yes.
Are they interested in slime now?
It's waning. I mean, fidget spinners are definitely...
Were they interested in slime?
Oh, very. We couldn't buy glue for a little while at the art center.
We talked about this last week. You might not remember. You guys were pretty tired by that point.
Like, I'm pretty tired by this point.
I mean, I remember slime being on Pinterest, but...
Now, like, Michael's and Home Depot and a bunch of other places had slime stations set up where they had their glue and, like, sparkly shit. And colors, all there just for slime.
Cool.
Very briefly.
Okay.
I'd like to mention something. My friend Jason and I were having a conversation the other day about escape rooms. Are you familiar?
Yes.
I'm
like
familiar.
The games and
seems like fun.
The physical locations.
Yeah, I'd go do one.
We came to the conclusion that Legends of the Hidden Temple was the proto escape room.
The model.
Yeah, and millennials have latched onto it in a desire to bring back nostalgic feelings. Thoughts?
Are they bringing back Legends of the Hidden Temple?
It became a movie.
Recently?
Yeah.
Is it becoming a show again?
I don't believe so.
I mean...
I think the escape room that Eric did this past weekend was actually Indiana Jones themed. So... That adds some weight to your argument.
We all just want to hear Olmec chastise us for not getting that silver monkey correct.
Couldn't tell you.
And getting us locked in prison.
Couldn't tell you.
No prizes for us.
You're leaving my wheelhouse.
Yeah, my interest in both Indiana Jones and escape rooms is a little low. So again, that could continue to correlate your theory. I did not grow up with that nostalgia and therefore don't feel the need to be trapped in a room.
With puzzles.
Right. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.